The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A couple of program notes. At the top of the hour, Frank LaRose, the Secretary of State for Ohio, will be dropping by. We'll talk about today's election, hopefully answering some of your questions about when the polls close, how you can be certain that your vote is counted. Secretary of State Frank LaRose will be dropping by at the top of the hour. And then at 4:30, David Limbaugh will be dropping by. Yes, that's Rush Limbaugh's brother. To be honest with you, and to be absolutely honest, I would 10 times rather have David Limbaugh on this program than Rush. You know, hey, I would love to have Rush as well. But David Limbaugh has written some exceptional books, and I am just deeply honored that he is taking time for us today. So top of the hour, 4 o'clock, Frank LaRose, Secretary of State. At 4:30, the bottom of the next hour, David Limbaugh. Well, we start with some horrible news out of Mexico. At least, and I say at least because this story is developing, 9 members of a fundamentalist Mormon community in Mexico were killed in an ambush killing. The slain victims include 3 women, 4 small children, and 2 infants, twins, just babies. They were brutally murdered. They were shot in their vehicles. They were in a 3-car caravan traveling from Mexico back to the United States. And they were basically ambushed. Some of you have seen pictures of one of the cars. It is just riddled with bullet holes. And then the cars were set on fire with the victims inside. At least one child was shot in the back while trying to run away. Miraculously, some children did survive. They got out of the cars, hid in bushes, and so forth. And we don't know all the details. And there are a lot of conflicting reports, as is always the case, as each news organization tries to outscoop the other. But at this point, we know at least 9 are dead. Some are missing. We're not sure whether they have been kidnapped or killed and their bodies dumped someplace else. This was their part of a large fundamentalist Mormon group numbering about 3,000 down in Mexico. And most of you know, whenever you hear fundamentalist Mormon, it's a polygamous group. There are several here in the United States. This group moved from the United States, and this is an assumption on my part, they moved from the United States many years ago, probably to escape U.S. laws on polygamy and so forth. And they are very, very strict, very legalistic, very fundamentalist Mormons, a community of about 3,000. And from what I have read, almost all of them are interrelated to each other. Anyway, conflicting reports. Some were saying they were going to a wedding in the northern part of Mexico. Some are saying they were going to a wedding in Texas, across the border in Texas. Some reports say that some of them were actually moving from Mexico back to the United States, and the caravan was, we're not really sure. Again, there are conflicting reports as to where they were going and all of the details. But what we do know is this was a massacre, and it is assumed that these were drug cartels in Mexico. Mexico has an unbelievably serious problem with drug cartels. And it is assumed that this was a hit. Some news sources are speculating, and at this point it is pure speculation, that this was a case of mistaken identity, that drug cartel didn't know who they were opening fire on. They thought, I find that hard to believe. It was clearly women and children in the cars. It is hard. Who knows? Maybe it's true. It's hard for me to believe that this was some kind of mistaken identity. I think there is something else going on. And because this happened in Mexico and because of the corruption that is so evident in the Mexican government, I don't know that we'll ever know all of the facts. I don't know that we'll ever know all of the truth about this. President Trump immediately made a phone call to the president of Mexico, assured America's support. And the president, these are not the words of the president, but this is basically what he said. When you folks want to get serious about opening warfare on these drug cartels, we are here to help you. Because Mexico has not really been serious about dealing with this horrible problem. So anyway, at least 9 dead, 4 small children and 2 infants, as well as 3 women. Just unbelievably tragic. In Mexico. And then tragedy here in Ohio. As of about an hour ago, both of the teenagers that have been charged in the murder of the Hocking Hills photographer who was killed by a tree branch that was thrown off a cliff, hit her, she died instantly. Both of the teenagers are now going to be tried as adults. The cases were considered individually. Earlier today, the first teenager was declared to be an adult, for, at least for trial purposes. And then just a short time ago, the second teenager as well. So I believe they will be tried separately, but they will be tried as adults, and they are being tried for murder, felonious assault, and involuntary manslaughter in the death of the photographer, Victoria Schaefer. So that is the latest on that terrible, terrible story. We need to take a break, and I have some better news for you. Story that we've been following in the state of New York, and a Christian adoption agency that was going to be driven out of business by the state of New York. Yeah, I've got some good news with that story when we return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
There is such a sickness in our culture and our society. Such a sickness. Have you heard about the riots that have been occurring around Popeye chicken locations because they're bringing out their chicken sandwich again? Have you seen this? Now, all this goes back to a few months ago. I don't know who started it. I don't know whether it was Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. But there was kind of a good-hearted contest between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. Popeye chicken, evidently. I've only been to Popeye chicken once in my life, and that was many years ago. But from what I understand, they did not have chicken sandwiches. And, of course, Chick-fil-A, that's what they have been made famous for. So it's kind of a good-natured back and forth. Popeyes comes out with their chicken sandwiches, and then on social media, Facebook and Twitter, you know, people are voting for which sandwich they like best. And Popeyes ran out. Remember that? Made big news. Have no idea why. I mean, seriously, with everything going on in the world, that's news. But they ran out of the chicken sandwich. They said, personally, I think the whole thing beginning to end was a PR ploy by Popeyes. I mean, what better PR than saying, oh my goodness, it was so phenomenally successful. We didn't expect it. We knew it was good, but oh my goodness, we sold out. I'm not buying it, because if that was the only reason, they would have had them out in a couple of days. Well, that was a few weeks ago, and then they made a big deal about they're back. And there have been riots all over the country, and I just saw a man was stabbed to death in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Stabbed to death over a Popeye's chicken sandwich. One of my listeners sent me a YouTube, a kind of a collage of riots around the country. People duking it out, fist fights, people in the drive-up line. Jumping out of their cars and getting into fistfights with each other because somebody got in line. It's insane. Over a chicken sandwich. And it has today resulted in a death. A person was actually stabbed to death. That's wicked. Nothing funny about that. You know, oh, isn't that funny? People are fighting. No, there's nothing funny about it. That's just wicked. Anyway, here's some good news out of New York. We don't get good news very often. But there is an adoption agency in New York State called New Hope Family Services. They're a Christian-based adoption agency. And they have a rule. They will only place children in homes with a married mother and father. That's their religious conviction. That's what they believe. And so they will only place children in homes with a married mother and father. Well, the radical left took them to court. The New York State Office of Children and Family Services singled them out and said, we're going to shut you down because you will not accept, you will not place children in a two homosexuals, two lesbians. You won't do it. And so the New York State Office of Children and Family Services began the process of revoking their license as a foster child agency and adoption provider. Well, it has been winding its way through the courts. Here is the release today from the Alliance Defending Freedom. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit issued an emergency order yesterday that temporarily halts New York officials from targeting a faith-based adoption provider for its religious beliefs and seeking to shut it down on that basis. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys representing New Hope Family Services asked the court to stop state officials from interrupting current adoption placements or mandating the phase-out of its adoption program. Now, this is a temporary restraining order, but this is good news. You know, the more I hear about the Alliance Defending Freedom, the more impressed I am with what these people are doing. They are doing such, they are providing such a service because when they represent an organization like this, they do it free of charge. It's pro bono. They don't charge. So the Second Circuit Court's decision allows New Hope to continue placing children already in its custody and to continue the adoption study process for families who have already completed the orientation process, at least for the time being. So that is a temporary injunction against the New York State Office of Children and Family Services. Let's hope that this becomes a permanent injunction. And then sad news, many of you are familiar with Philip Johnson. Philip Johnson was often called the father of the modern intelligent design movement. He wrote the overwhelming bestseller, Darwin on Trial. He also wrote The Wedge of Truth. He died peacefully in his home in Berkeley, California, over this last weekend. He went to Harvard. I mean, his educational credentials are incredible. Then he became a law professor at the University of California, Berkeley, where he taught for more than 30 years. Can you imagine a conservative at Berkeley? Well, he was raised in a Christian home, but he stated that he did not become a Christian until he was 38. And while watching a documentary on Charles Darwin and evolution, it suddenly dawned on him, this can't be true. And he dedicated much of the rest of his life to proving that evolution cannot be true. Philip Johnson, dead at the age of 79. Secretary of State LaRosa, when we return.